God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you this morning. We are here once again for the Midweek Power Nugget. This time is when God speaks to us in the midst of our week, after we've gone through half of our week and after we may have accomplished some of the things we want to get done. God wants to give us power. He wants to give us strength. He wants to give us His Word to take us through the rest of the week. This is so important to us because the Bible says, "Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out the mouth of God." Let's pray. Father, we love you and we honor you today. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for just being God in our lives. God, we honor you for your word. God, we thank you for loving us enough that you have a word for us today. We thank you, God, for keeping us last night and keeping us safe and protected, God, and for some of us getting us through the chilly evening, God, into the brisk morning, God. You have been just so wonderful and so kind to us, and we cannot help but to give your name praise simply because, God, your word deserves, your name deserves our praise on this morning. If you don't do another thing, you've already done so much for us, and we cannot deny that you have been a good God to us. God, you've been better to us, as the saints would say, than we've been to ourselves. And so for that, God, we say thank you. God, we thank you for those that have assembled on this morning, God. Thank you, God, for those who have taken of their time and taken of their efforts, God, to wake up and to shake themselves into some sort of cognizance of what's being done at this early morning, what's being said of this early morning, to be able to partake of your word. God, don't let their efforts go unfulfilled and unrewarded, God. Speak to them in such a way that they will know that they have been spoken to. God, touch us this morning, and we know that we have been touched by you. And God, we give you reverence. We give you glory. We give you praise. It is in Jesus' name that we pray and ask it all. Amen and amen. Again, we thank God for all of you who decided to dial in this morning to hear what the Lord would have to say. On this morning, our travels take us to Psalm 29, 29th Psalm. There are 11 verses, and I will read them all in their entirety. The 29th Psalm, and today I am going to read it in the New American Standard Bible. Psalm 29, all 11 verses, and it reads as follows: Ascribe to the Lord, O sons of the mighty, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in holy array. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord breaks into pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon skip like a calf, and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord hews out flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer to calve and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everything says glory. The Lord sat as king at the flood. Yes, the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. And the word of the Lord is blessed. So on this morning, I want to talk about tilling the soil of the heart. Tilling the soil of the heart. If you know anything about farming, you know that a farmer needs to break ground before anything can be seeded, before any seed that he drops can take root. And so on this morning, we want to talk about tilling the heart as it relates to worship. Tilling the heart as it relates to worship. You all, as we look at this psalm, we see that David wrote this psalm, and David is a man who knew what it meant to worship in every season. And you all, you have to understand something. We get to a place where life hardens our spirit. It hardens our spirit. Disappointment hardens our spirit. Issues on our job harden our spirit. Issues in our family harden our spirit. Troubles with our help can harden our spirit. And you all, you cannot expect harvest from, just like a farmer cannot expect a harvest from soil that's never been tilled, the ground has never been broken, that soil has never been turned. It's the same with our hearts. And you all, for us, we don't need a physical plow to till the ground, to break up the ground. Worship becomes our plow. And David is a perfect model of worship. As I said, he knew how to worship in every season, whether he was running from his enemies or whether he was reigning on the throne, he understood that worship wasn't just a slow song. Come on now. He understood that worship was his survival. You all, and if I were to give some examples of David, who knew how to worship in the challenges that he went through, if you talked about when David had to hide in the caves of Adullam in the story that we read in 1 Samuel, I believe it's 22, then you would see that he was hunted, he was exhausted, but in Psalm 57 that relates to that, he didn't write a battle plan. He wrote, "My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing." Even though he was afraid for his life, he still worshiped in fear. And sometimes you all, you got to, your faith got to sing louder than your anxiety. If you want to talk about a psalm that you're familiar with the 51st psalm. That's the psalm that David wrote after he sinned with Bathsheba. But David didn't run from God. He ran towards God. He said, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." You all, he worshiped even when he messed up, when his shame actually met up with God's mercy, and he still chose to bow before him. So from the cave to the castle, from failure to forgiveness, David never stopped worshiping. His seasons might have changed, but his song, his worship didn't change. And so because David understood that worship wasn't about his circumstances, y'all. It was about, again, his survival. And so this psalm that we read today, Psalm 29, it invites us to return to that same place that David was at, that same posture where worship isn't a performance that we do, but is preparation for what we are about to enter into. You all, David says, "Ascribe to the Lord, do his name." That means give God what's already his. Ascribe to, assign to, give to. Give God what's already his. Give him your attention. Give him your awe, meaning your awesome wonder, your praise. Because worship aligns our heart back to the rhythm of heaven. It softens what life tries to harden up. And Colossians 3:16 tells us to let the word of Christ dwell in you richly by doing what? Singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. You all, worship keeps God's word alive in us. You know, you have to think about it. The enemy's job is to try and snuff out God's word in us. But we've got to work to ensure that God's word keeps our heart pliable, keeps our heart in a place and in a way that God can still speak to us. And worship, when we worship God, it reminds us of his promises. It reminds us that God is faithful. It reminds us that God is mighty. It reminds us that God is just. It reminds us that God still loves us. And if we were to look at Hebrews 12 and 28, it will also remind us to offer acceptable worship with reverence. And here's that word again, awe. In other words, worship, it goes in and it moves the clutter of our life off to the sides so that God can move freely upon our hearts. You also, when we get to a place where we worship through song and we worship in silence and we worship through surrender. Did you know you can worship God even through your surrender, even in you just saying yes? Come on in here. Your life, the way you live it, can be worship before the Lord. Really, it is worship before the Lord. How we treat our neighbor is a part of our worship before the Lord. How we say yes to God when we don't know, or honestly, even when we don't want to. You all, we're not just entertaining God. We're inviting him to till the soil of our heart. You also, when our patience runs thin, when our faith seems dry, when our joy seems to be in a place where it's not to be found, I want to encourage you to pause and worship. Pause and worship. Pause right there and worship. When it doesn't make sense, pause and worship. When your faith, your patience, your faith, when your faith is dry, it just seems like you can't muster anything up out of it, pause and worship. Oh, when your patience, come on Zion, when your patience is running thin with your family or with your friends or with situations in the store with somebody in front of you that's being slow on the phone trying to take care of business, and even when your patience runs thin with dealing with yourself, come on, because you can get sick of you. When your patience runs thin, pause and worship. Sing when it doesn't make sense. Praise when you don't feel powerful or have enough strength to praise. Because you all, when we do that, that's when our heart begins to open up again. You all, when we worship, God works in us. When we worship, the peace that we thought we could no longer find, it returns to us. You all, when we worship, our joy in life is revived. When we worship, God has the ability to break through that hard ground of our heart, and the Spirit of God plants new life in us. Remember, I talked about the farmer, and the only way for seed to take root is if he tills the hard ground. And you all, you cannot expect for anything that God is giving us to take root and grow anew unless the hard ground of our heart is tilled up. Now listen, you all, don't wait for Sunday. Worship in your car. Worship in your kitchen. Worship in your quiet corner, your devotional corner, because every time you lift God up, I'm convinced that heaven leans in to hear. And when heaven leans in to hear, your heart cannot stay the same. Keep allowing God to till the soil of your heart. You keep lifting up your praise. And do me a favor, keep worshiping until something grows, tilling the soil of your heart. Let's pray. God, we love you today, and God, we praise you. God, we recognize that there are things that happen that cause our heart to be hardened over. There are things that happen, God, that cause for us not to be able to trust you in every aspect of our lives. And God, we're asking now that you come in and you till the soil of our heart. God, those places that have hardened over and whatever it is that you desire to grow cannot seem to penetrate. God, we are giving you permission to till the soil of our heart. Break that hard ground, God, that we might be able to feel you, that we might be able to be able to absorb your word, and God, that we might be able to grow anew. God, we thank you today, and we give you honor, we give you praise. God, help us to be your change agents as we go about our day today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have an amazing, God bless day. In Jesus' name.